Okay. In the name of Jesus, we study this class of guidelines and the benefits of reading the Bible. So this is the old topic, actually, during your SSC. You may learn the topic before, but in the ITS, we review and we think about what is the benefit of reading Bible. Because once we getting older, we have better understanding about what we read. Also, we have more experience in this life. So our life become more complicated than before, right? So in your high school years will be different from what you have in elementary school, because all the friends, peers, they have a different opinion. You may find out your classmates are super smart, right? They are so good, but on the other hand, some of them may be just so lazy. They have no interest in study at all. So all different kind of person will appear, will show up in your life. So that's why this Bible reading must become a habit or routine for our entire life. Even until we're getting old, in senior age, over 70, 80s, even 90s, our members, our elders, they are still rejoice in reading Bible every day. So it's very important. We have to fully understand the benefit of reading the Bible and make it become our life. Okay, so what is Bible? What is so-called Bible? What does it mean? In all different area, say in the, well, not in high school, right? In the future, after you go to college for the mathematics, right? You do have a so-called Bible, your textbook, or like in chemistry, or in physics, or all different kind of area of knowledge. People, they acknowledge some books may become their standard. They have to understand the book first in order to be understand. Can understand further in this field. So this so-called Bible means it's a standard. This is a book that you have to know. But originally, the Bible, the meaning is different, right? What is the Bible? What do you think? Brother John. Bible. B. Someone come out, oh, B-I-B-L-E, oh, there's what is B and what is I, and then combine together as a Bible. It's wrong. Actually, Bible is not that. Bible, the word Bible comes from the Biblia, not in Latin, or the Biblos, Greek. So it means book, or books, the scripture. So this is a combined, this comprised of all the scripture together as so-called Bible. Then we call it the Holy Bible, right? Holy means it related to God. So in our Bible, it's actually, you always have a so-called Holy Bible. Holy Bible. So this is a divine word of God. And since it's a book, so it is a guidebook for our life. The only book for living the Christian faith. It's just like a manual, right? If we have any new device, we're always looking for the manual to give us guidance, how to set it up, how to work, how to do it, or how to troubleshooting, right? If you have a problem, then you look up for the manual. Likewise, for our life, this manual, this guidebook is Bible. And if we want to know God, to understand the faith or the eternity, anything related to God, go to Bible. This is called the book. So its meaning itself already proclaimed, this is the only book for humankind. Okay, so this is called Bible. Okay, so what is the Bible? Not talking about the word itself. No, the Bible. What is the Bible? Right? This book, huh? So what is that? It contains 66 books, right? Okay. So there are more than about 40 authors during a period of about 1,500 years. It's such a long, long time. But this book is so special. We will go into the detail, but I think during the IE class or SAC or different kind of seminar, we may also talk about the Bible. We have to understand it first. Do you remember our second basic doctrine? What is the second basic doctrine talking about? In our hymn book, there's an appendix at the end. Page 628. The 10 articles of faith of the Church. Right? So, the number two said the Holy Bible, consisting of the Old and New Testaments, is inspired by God, the only spiritual truth and the standard for Christian living, based on 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Okay. So, this is our basic belief. We treat this Holy Bible just like our only standard. And we believe this Bible, the message, has been completed. So our view to Bible is God doesn't need to revise it or to add more addition besides these 66 scriptures. Okay, so many books inside. Whatever God wants us to know related to our salvation has been complete already. So no one can proclaim, say, I receive revelation from the Spirit and coming out a new teaching besides the Bible, say, this is the way we have to follow in order to be saved. Okay? So our view toward the Bible is it has been closed. It's complete already. So we are not going to accept any more new thing. So just like in SAC, in the sermon, or in whatever, in church event, no one can just add up new teachings beside the Bible. Right? So this is very different from some denomination. Some Christian denomination, they have open view of the Bible. They consider the scripture can be added more revelation. But this is not the case, because in the Revelation, the last chapter, Jesus already proclaimed it. Right? Let's turn to the last chapter, very last chapter. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 to 19. Can Erlinda Please read. Amen. Who is I
here?
Who is saying this proclamation? Who I
refer to is John or Jesus?
John or Jesus?
John?
If you look at the, if you look at the verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things. Huh? In the churches, I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. I, Jesus. Yes.
Okay, so my Bible has like Jesus' words in red.
Is it in?
It's in red, right?
In red. Okay, so some translation, they have different view. Okay, so because in verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come, answer, right? Jesus proclaimed it, but the Spirit, the bride means the church, come. And verse 18, because this is just like Jesus said, and then the Spirit answered. And go back to the original, I say it. So you can also interpret it that this is John proclaimed it, but it's also acceptable if say this Jesus say.
Yes. In verse 8, it says, now I is John.
In verse 8, NKJV. Okay, so in KJV is I, or different version. They have different view, huh? So no matter what, if say John proclaimed it, means this is what God inspired him or give him the things to say, right? It's really the same thing, huh? So to us, it's very important if we have to treat Bible. We cannot add any more revelation, say, this is a new thing. No way. So in the seminar or in the church, you probably would not expect someone to speak a new things to you you never heard about before. It could be a problem, right? Because the preacher cannot prepare or cannot use the new material because all the material has been set here. You can have maybe a different view to interpret it, but you cannot add anything new. Okay? So this is very important. Okay? The authors, more than 40s, right? Or different kind of background, different kind of life. So Moses, he is the man of God. He has been were educated in the palace of Egypt. So the first five books in Old Testament, we believe, is coming from this man of God, Moses. He has been inspired, and God gave him the instruction what to say and what to put together, all the message together. What else? So many things, right? How about Peter, fisherman? He didn't receive, you know, the just like a rabbi, a formal education of the just like to be a rabbi. No, he's just a fisherman called by Jesus and learned directly from Jesus. Amos, he is a herdsman, right? Just like a farmer working in the field, tending the sheep. But He is inspired. God gave him message to write down. He was called to be a prophet, to deliver the warning. Like Joshua, different talent. He was so good, just like a general. Give the command to conquer the Canaan, right? So different background, different view, but all put the same message. Nehemiah, how about that? Cupbearer to the king of the Persia. So Nehemiah, he must be good for making wine. Cartel. Oh. So he know how to serve. His name has been recorded in the Bible, Book of Nehemiah. What else have you think about? A different author. Of Daniel, Prime Minister, right? The Book of Daniel. We can see how wonderful the message is. His whole life. Physician. Different background, right? Look. Lucas. So even though look, he was a physician, but we can see how detailed he put in the for Apostle Paul during the missionary. So he recorded a very important record. He reported the things happened during Paul's trip. So his writing is good. So sometimes we may focus on in our professions, but don't forget, just like Luke, if we put effort in the literature, we can also serve in this area too. No matter what you are, you may be a physician, nurse, engineer, or just mechanic, whatever profession you are. How about Solomon, king, right? A king. We know how good the Book of Proverbs and also Song of Songs, tax collector Matthew. This is just a few. Different other background. Paul, rabbi, but he also a tent maker. So he labor day and night to support himself. Because actually, Paul, at that time, he learned the skill. A tent maker, just like a chemistry. He is a chemist. He knows how to treat the leather to make it a thing. Treat this material well and generate another product. Okay. So this is the author. I think you can review more than 40. This is just an example. So turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16. View it again. 3:16. Sherry. Okay. So all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Another translation say breathe out by God. Breathe out. God put him in spirit and then they just write down what God wants them to say, to read. Okay, Second Peter chapter 1, verse 21. 2 Peter chapter 1, 21. Brother Ephraim, okay, the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved or inspired by the Holy Spirit. So, inspiration of God. So, let's call the Word of God. So, it unfolds as a divine love story between the Creator God and the object of His love, man. In this, you cannot see. Let me change it back. To me, it's very clear that to you, it's just gone. Right. Why? Is it good? Yeah. Okay. So, this book gives us the story how God loved mankind. And He is the Creator. All His work has been recorded here. For those who He wants us to know, God is Almighty. He complete His work is so wonderful, we cannot fully understand. But whatever He wants us to know, He inspired His work, His sermon to write it down. So it's enough. We have to know our limitation. Sometimes, beyond our ability, we cannot get it. And it's not helpful at all. So that's why we still have so many things unknown to us. Okay, but the story is very clear. So the Bible is an extraordinary book. From its diverse content and the literature style to its meticulous preservation down through the ages. Means from the time of Moses, you know, we can try back to in the time of Abraham, the book of Job, way down to the Revelation, which is 100 years after Jesus Christ, right? So all this over 1,500 years span, so many miracles happened. All of the diversity content. So in the Old Testament, there are four categories, four sections. What are they? Ivan. In Old Testament, there are four sections. You can divide it in four sections. Moses, the Mosaic Law. Okay. Major and minor prophet, but in between there are two sections, big chunk. You know. Sister, Rebecca, right? History, yes, and then after history, what is the section? Writings, right? From Job to Song of Song. Remember? Minor, major and minor prophet. Consider one. Timothy? Poetry. So we call it writings. Writings. So you can just separate very easily. You remember it. Moses' law, five books, right? Then history from Joshua up to Esther, right? It's history. And then from Job to Song of Song. It's called writing. It's called the book of wisdom. And then after stuff from Isaiah up to Malachi, it's prophet. This we can easily divide it in such a way. It's a, you remember it, you know it. Okay? Well, how about New Testament? New Testament. How many sections can you separate? You remember the first section is Gospels, right? And then history, Book of Acts. And then Epistle of Paul, right? And then the general epistles. So from basically from Hebrews up to Revelation, it's called the general epistles. Okay, so also four sections in New Testament. But to you, you have to know beyond that. You know the detail of the book, the sequence, the order, right? Can you remember the order in Old Testament? All 39 books. And then the New Testament, 27 books. You know the order. So that's why. How many of you use your iPhone or your electronic device during the service? You use Bible or use your iPad, iPod? Or iPhone? You better to use your hard copy, actually. Because every time when you flip to your Bible, you know the order. And also, sometimes when you read this verse, the particular verse, you can easily view the whole page. You can easily to find out the content here. But for electronic device, you just particular on that verse only. This is such a loss to you. Because the time, this is how we get familiar with the Bible. So I think the Bible is not that heavy. Right? So you just carry it into the service. Always carry your own Bible. Oh, that's what I emphasized during the SSC. You have to have your own weapon. Just like your own weapon. If you are a soldier, you do need your weapon. So always carry on your own Bible. You can take note. You can put on your inspiration or your finding or new things. Your reflection. You can all put on. And later you find out. You review it. And you can record. Oh, in such a situation, I remember I got this kind of the revelation. Or you know, you can track back your footprint. Okay. All right. So this is a Bible. From Bible, we learn of God's interaction with mankind. Because this is a story. This is the book God wants us to know about Him. So God is Almighty. God doesn't need to do things before our permission. No? So God do things by His own. So He wanted to interact with His creation. And we as a humankind, we are so special because He breathed to the first man, Adam. So the human become a living being and carry out His image. And we also share with His glory. Huh? So now He wanted to interact with His creation. So His purpose, His plan, from beginning of time throughout history until the end, God wants to interact with men. To God wants to reveal himself to men. Otherwise, as a flesh, how can we understand God? God is spirit. Right? No way. So God initiate first. So that's why he inspired his sermon to write down these teachings, the miracles, all the event. We can see how God want to love us. Okay? So the theme of the Bible. You cannot see it, sorry. Okay. It's over here. Okay. So the central theme of the Bible is God's salvation. Remember, Bible talking about salvation for mankind. His way of providing deliverance from sin and spiritual death through repentance and the faith to eternal life. God self-exists. He is what he is. Right? Nobody created him. He is he just is the origin. He just exists. We don't know about God actually. He self-exists. No beginning, no end. Now, he provides a way. In the beginning, he created heaven and earth. And then there's an end. So in this time and space, because of sin, of humankind now have to face death. Nobody can overcome it, but now God provides a way for us. In order to receive this salvation, he asks mankind to repent and trust in him. Have faith in him, then we can receive eternal life. Because in the beginning, when he created, men have eternal life. But because of sin, we get lost. Okay, so this is the central theme. It's very important. For God's salvation, and he point out the way, which way to eternal life. Okay, so we divide it. Now look at the Old Testament. Old Testament. So the Old Testament is the shadow of salvation that is manifest through the deliverance of the children people of God. These are people of Israel. So the Old Testament is just a story. God special select a nation, a kingdom, to prepare the Savior come into this world to deliver all mankind. So God, among men, God select Abraham and make a covenant with him. Right? And then through the descendants of Abraham, according to the promise, then this nation of Israel formed, eventually will come to Jesus. He came to this world in the form of the descendant of David. Okay, so, but the true meaning in Old Testament, sometimes we get confused because through the event or the some God's work we cannot fully understand, and then we may misunderstand God's work. But if we hold on the central theme, we will not get lost. Actually, in Old Testament, there are a lot of prophecy about Lord Jesus Christ. This anointed Savior, Christ, is prophecies in the Old Testament. Let's look at this, Luke 24. Jesus resurrect and show himself to disciples. And then he teach them about the Old Testament, the true meaning of the Old Testament. Look at Gospel Luke 24, verse 25. 25 to 27. Brother Matthias. To 27. Okay, thank you. So, Jesus explained to these two disciples, and 27, he, in the beginning and Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. So concerning the Christ, the anointed one. From Moses to the prophets, you can see how Jesus explained to these two disciples basically the whole Old Testament. We don't know. You know, someone say, wow, if Jesus explained or the read Bible with us, it must be very interesting. Oh. Because he can point out, this is talking about me. And you can see how the feeling. That's why these two disciples, they feel so, wow, our heart is burning, right? When Jesus is talking to us, wow, our heart is so joyful. So, where can you find the joy? Joy from reading the Bible, actually. If we really see the truth, wow, our heart can be satisfied. Okay? So, Jesus explained to these two disciples, then later come to verse 44 to 48, again, to even more, the whole, this, more disciples, he teach them about this Old Testament. 44 to 48. Sister Ariana. Amen. Okay. So in 44, he said, all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. So the book of Moses, the prophet, and the Psalms. Right? From beginning and to the prophet is also entire Old Testament. So that's how Jesus, he opened their mind and they understand. But this
this saying, this verse is also indicated. There are so many teaching has been hindered or been hide in this world. We have to dig it out to find, oh, this is talking about Lord Jesus Christ. So the theme of the Old Testament actually also talking about Jesus Christ. But in different way. In different way. John chapter 5, verse 39. John 5:39. Brother Ethan. Okay. 39, you search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. This is talking about Old Testament. There's eternal life related to Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ, then we have eternal life. Otherwise, no way. So we have to find out. It's very important. In Acts chapter 3, turn to Acts 3. Acts 3, verse 18. This is what Peter. What Peter, he gave a sermon to the audience, to Jews. And seems they are familiar with the Old Testament. So Peter especially gives this reference to them. Verse 18. 18 to 24. I think I mix someone. Vivian. Finishing 22. Moses truly said to the fathers, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he said to you." Huh? So, whatever Jesus said, take it seriously. And because later he said, if it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. This is serious. So listen to the Bible, especially the word of Jesus. We have to really care about its meaning. And yes, how see Jesus, also the apostles, they explain well about the message in New Testament, in Old Testament. Okay? How about New Testament? A theme. I think it's even more clear. It reveals the substance of salvation, Jesus Christ himself. So, Jesus is the gospel. The main theme of gospel. If Jesus not coming to the world, then we have no hope. But since Jesus He proclaimed, I am the life. Oh, I am the way. Right? He said, I am the bread of life, right? He proclaimed, I am the light of this world. Oh. So, he is truth, he is life, he is the way. All talking about Jesus. By faith in Jesus, we are saved from God's judgment of sin and its consequence, which is eternal death. So this is a comparison, right? Eternal life and eternal death. God is just. God is fair to everybody. So by faith in Jesus, Savior come in first. Whoever have faith in him will be saved. Right? Otherwise, be condemned, receive eternal death. So it depends on whether you want to listen, you listen or not. So in New Testament, this is called gospel. That's what we're supposed to really focus on. So the entire Bible, you put it together, Old Testament, New Testament. In the Bible, God revealed himself to us. In the Old Testament time, because of the time, God has his own plan. When the time is not come yet, he used a different way to reveal himself. But not that directly, indirectly, in the scripture. In the New Testament, he revealed himself. He come into this world physically so people can see it. Okay, so we discover his nature, character, his love, his justice, his forgiveness, and his truth. In the Bible, that's how we have to find out. We can know God better if we really read Bible. We can know God's divine nature. How merciful this Savior is. How justice the God showed to people. How much love he provided for his own. And how God forgive his children. Just loving father. And the word he spoke is true. The promise he make, he keep it. So he is faithful. Okay, so this is the theme. God revealed himself for us. Central character is Jesus Christ. In Old Testament, in New Testament, all the same. Talk about Jesus. It's a manifestation of God. Okay? So, some fact about the Bible. Actually, time's up already. What does this say? Okay, let's quickly review this. Original text written in three languages. In Old Testament, Hebrew, right? Majority. But from Ezra chapter 4, verse 8 to chapter 6, chapter 7, verse 12 to 26, Bible says it has been in Aramaic. Daniel chapter 2, to chapter 7 also. Because at this era, this time, the common language is Aramaic. That's why in this section, use Aramaic. But the rest of the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. Now in New Testament, it's very pure Greek. Okay, so that's why now most of the theological students have to learn Greek and Hebrew. And yesterday I went to attend the memorial service. The family, Sister Mary's family, they went to the mortuary to have a Catholic father. The father to commence the memorial service. And this father is an old man, but he is very good in Aramaic. He studied Aramaic. And from what he studied about the language, he also received a lot of inspiration about the scripture. So he interpreted the scripture in his own culture. And actually, it's not conflict, but it's quite interesting. So that's why some scholar, they want to learn the language. If they can understand the language better, they may have a tool to interpret this section, like a book of Daniel, chapter 2 to 7. They can understand all the meaning. Why they put in this way or this description. So this is a tool. So to us, if we can understand Hebrews or Greek, it's a plus, it's good. But nowadays, some Bible tool is so popular, it's so convenient. If we don't really know it, it doesn't matter, because translation is quite faithful to deliver the meaning already. So in our language, no matter it's Chinese, Mandarin, or Korean, whatever language right now, the major language in this world, we do have a translation. So study it, then we will receive the meaning. Okay? So this is for this class. Let's pray in silence.